Today is Good Friday, the 18th of April. The choir of Westminster Cathedral sing Crucifixus by Antonio Lotti. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He died and was buried. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, with Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the Jews read this inscription, because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but, 'This man said, I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it, to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And this is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it up to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
This is an intensely vivid moment. Just take time to see it and to feel it. Let it guide you. You can move from detail to detail and linger over them. When you find a place for yourself, with the women, in the crowd, stay there and try to sense what it means for you to be in this place. You might spend time with each of the words Jesus speaks. Hear them. Pray them. Make them your own words. You might spend time with Mary as she witnesses the death of her son. You might ask her to share this moment with you, or you might share with her. It is finished. You might conclude your prayer by staying in these words. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.